producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live. We've got a very important show today because America is really at a crossroads, I think, of corruption. Of course, it was probably less than 2 weeks ago that Alex had Colonel Pete Martino in here, retired Marine colonel. And he was talking about how the real issue before America that impinges upon all of these other issues, whether it's the police state or the drug war, is really an issue of corruption. And I think this is really brought to the forefront now here in a story that's breaking here in Austin about the indictment of Governor Perry here. This is two felony accounts that they're coming at him with. It was a story of local corruption a year ago, and we're going to show those of you who weren't following this. I think we covered it a little bit, just talking about how outrageous it was that we could have the highest law enforcement agent in the county behave this way and refuse to resign strictly because of political reasons. The Democrat Party is supporting her, keeping her in office, even though it reveals some very, very troubling character issues with this district attorney, who is actually in charge of the state public integrity unit, LOL. I guess they need to put that in back of it. Instead of like LLC, I guess if she's in charge of it, they ought to call it public integrity unit, LOL. Because she was getting $7.5 million of state funds. And Rick Perry said, if you're going to do that, we're going to have somebody who actually hasn't damaged their integrity publicly. We're going to be talking about that in the next segment. We've got clips of that coming up for you. Alex Jones is going to be coming up with Max Kaiser. And we've got a lot of breaking news from Ferguson. We have a lot of new news from last night. Of course, our crew is still there. And there were more tear gassings last night. Of course, there's a difference in the way the mainstream media, especially CNN, is reporting it and the way that it really happened. And we have people there on the streets. We have Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs, and Josh Owens are there on the street reporting this. So we're going to tell you what really happened, not what the police press report says. And we're going to take a look at what's going on. This has become, of course, a very large national story. It was just last Friday. More than 1,000 people marched in Times Square protesting what was happening in Ferguson. Because what is happening in Ferguson is something that we're seeing over and over and over again, the militarization of the police. Yet we see the feds, especially Attorney General Eric Holder, pretending that this is somehow something that is unique to that particular area. No, the reason this is a national story is because the militarization of the police is something that's being done by the federal government. They're changing the rules of engagement. They're changing the way that they treat the citizens on the street. They're changing the way that they're equipped, and they're encouraging them into this kind of confrontational belligerence. That's coming from the feds. And so for the federal government to come in and say that they're going to now be the saviors riding in on a white horse is a little bit hypocritical. It's way hypocritical. So we're going to be talking about that. Of course, the governor of Missouri, Governor Nixon, has been on several of the Sunday political talk shows. We're going to talk about what he's saying. We're going to look at it from the perspective of eyewitness reports. We're now having some eyewitness reports surfacing, a little bit of contradictory information from some of these. So we're going to take a look at that. And also the Second Amendment and how that impinges upon all of this. Of course, we've talked about how the people who did not suffer from looting were the store owners who stood there with guns to protect themselves because the police were standing down. The police don't seem to be able in Ferguson, as in many other places, to distinguish between stepping up and protecting people from looters or coming after peaceful protesters. They stand down when they see looters, but when they see peaceful protesters, they seem to get aggressive. The people who stood there protecting their property with firearms were the ones who didn't have their businesses burned down. And yet we see a court decision coming out of Maryland saying that AR-15s are unusual weapons and we don't need to be allowed to have those. So we're going to be coming back with more information about that and other court decisions that have surfaced recently about the Second Amendment and how it impinges on your rights to protect yourself, whether it's from looters or an overly aggressive government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
government's department.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Lobby t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across-the-board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high-quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back-to-school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
They just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
No. Mayor Bloomberg, how you doing? Jason, I go to Brooklyn. Okay. In the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
You will get right back to
me. You'll get back to me?
They may feel that it's part of a romanticized culture. There's an aspect of this, a kind of Wild West cowboy Dirty Harry aspect. There's also an aspect.
So they're macho men and they got to have a gun.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Anybody that wants to disarm me can drop dead.
A trio of would-be burglars picked the wrong Albuquerque house to break into. Police say when the three teens pried open the door, a brave little girl was waiting for them, locked and loaded.
It's harder to use an assault weapon to hit something than it is a shotgun, okay?
You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. In fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Vice President Biden and I had a meeting with a group of technology people and talked about how guns can be made more safe by making them either through fingerprint identification, the gun talks to a bracelet or something that you might wear.
Anybody that wants to make me unarmed and helpless, people that want to literally create the proven places where more innocents are killed, called gun-free zones, we're going to beat you. We're going to vote you out of office or suck in my machine gun.
That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
I believe that as Americans, we have a right to arm ourselves against criminals, but we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the Army or the police. The United States military is not out to get us.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
The Second Amendment is there, and it was put in there not for hunting and fishing, like they like to say. Because back when they did it, if you didn't hunt or fish, you didn't eat. It was put in there so the citizens would have the ability, if their government became oppressive, they could defend themselves against oppressive government.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Oh, the hootin', tootin', shootin', bobtail, wildcat in the west.
I don't want that man to have a gun. I wouldn't feel comfortable having an argument with him in his home where he had access to his 50 weapons.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want us, come and take us.
All right, welcome to this Sunday edition of The Alex Jones Show. It's Sunday, August 17th, 2014. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We have Alex Jones coming up with Max Kaiser. There's some breaking news, of course, in Ferguson. Our reporters are there covering that live. And again, there was more tear gas last night against demonstrators who were exercising their First Amendment rights to protest and to redress their grievances. And they have some serious grievances, especially after what the police have done this last week. We're going to talk about the history of that police force, a very troubling history that is now coming to the forefront. We're going to talk about what's being done by the federal government, how Eric Holder is trying to spin this and take over the narrative, pretending that the federal government is the savior coming in to on a horse to take this away from everybody because, you know, they had nothing to do with these militarized vehicles. He complains about how militarized the police are there. How did they get those weapons, those vehicles, that training? Well, of course, it has been coming from the federal government. We've been talking about that for a very long time. For years, we've been talking about it. All we hear from the mainstream media is scoffs when we talk about 2,700 MRAPs, about 2 billion rounds of ammunition, about all these vehicles being put in very small police towns, encouraging these people, telling them you need a mine-resistant armored personnel carrier. This is what's happening from the federal government, and yet they're coming in as if they're going to save the day. Of course, this is really all about corruption. And as Alex Jones had a couple of weeks ago, retired Colonel Pete Martino, who got involved in this because of the federal government militarizing a small town in New Hampshire where he lived, he said, "Can't you see what they're doing to our country?" He had seen this abroad when he was fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he said it's about the mission statement. What is the mission of our various agencies? They've lost their way. They've lost their way from the top down. It's really fundamentally about corruption. And I think a good example of this is what's happened here just this last weekend. Late on Friday, there was breaking news that Governor Rick Perry has been indicted for abuse of office and for coercion. Yes, it's a story about corruption, but that's not the story. I think the real story is the corruption that is encouraged and tolerated because it can result in political gain. And what we see with what was about it was a local story, I guess about a month, it was 4 months ago, a year, it was back in April of 2013, that the district attorney here in Travis County, the highest ranking law enforcement official here in Travis County and in the state, was convicted of drunk driving. And what happened there, it wasn't just a single drunk driving conviction, but it was the way that it happened. And I want to play for you a short tape of this. And if you're watching this, you can see the B-roll of how she reacted once she was arrested for drunk driving. Here's a little clip.
You're going to ruin my career. And that's fine.
That's not the intent of what I'm here for.
And I just...
Now, that clip is... She just keeps going on about her career. She can barely stand up. You don't see it in that clip right there, but we have some other clips where there's a very long, about a 15-minute video that they recorded on the police car dash cam, and she was staggering so much that both officers had to help her. Now, they didn't pull her over. She was reported to the police by a motorist. It was so bad. She was going across the lanes. She was actually three times the legal limit. And she had an open bottle of vodka in the car. She told the police that she'd had some vodka. Later, she changed her story saying that she'd had a few glasses of wine while she was watching a movie. Maybe both of those are true. I don't know. But she got very abusive. You can see in this B-roll that we've been running here, she got so abusive in the jail, so violent, that they had to constrain her. She just kept shouting about her career. You're doing this to my career. Absolutely no concern about the danger that she put people in on the road, simply concerned about her career. And, of course, the Democrats did not want her to step down, even though it was very embarrassing for her and for the Democrats to stand behind her. They didn't want Perry to appoint a Republican in her place. So instead, they stood with the corruption because it suited their power play. It was purely political that they stood with her. Now, the interesting thing about this and where this comes into charges against Governor Perry is that she was in charge of a state fund where she had $7.5 million as part of the, quote, public integrity unit. That's right. Somebody who was screaming abusively at the people in jail, so much so that they had to constrain her, who was picked up for three times the legal limit and didn't have the integrity to step down. Instead, she wanted to run this office and have the public trust. And they were getting $7.5 million worth of state funds. So Perry said, basically, either she steps down or I'm not going to give state funds to that organization. Instead, what they have now done is come against Rick Perry and charge him with felonies for exercising his gubernatorial veto, what he has a legitimate right to do. Now stay with us. We're going to be joining our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri, Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs. They're going to tell us what happened last night and what's going on right now. There was more tear gas last night. Stay with us.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products in InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, August 17th, 2014. I'm David Knight. Alex is going to be coming up with Max Kaiser. And we have on the phone with us now, we have Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs there in Ferguson, Missouri, where the riots have been going. And there's some updates from last night. We had some more confrontations with the police and protesters, peaceful protesters. And we're going to talk to them about what happened and what their plans are, what's going on today. There's a lot of news coming out of there and a lot of different angles that are coming out of this. Of course, the federal government is trying to pretend that they're going to save the local residents. Many of them are buying that, even though it was the federal government that started the militarization of the police. So we need to talk about this as a country. We need to have a discussion. As Rand Paul pointed out last week, the real issue is the militarization of the police. But there's also some eyewitness reports that are coming out of the area. We're going to talk about those. And, of course, there is Second Amendment news, because we had a district judge in Maryland, rule on a Maryland law, saying that the AR-15 bans that Maryland has put in, along with other so-called assault rifles, the court seriously doubts that these banned assault long guns are commonly possessed for lawful purposes. And it's inclined to find that the weapons fall outside of the Second Amendment protection because they are dangerous and unusual. So there you have it. A federal judge that was appointed by Clinton is saying that AR-15s are dangerous and unusual weapons that are not protected by the Second Amendment. Clearly, the Second Amendment was about military weapons because it was talking about the militia being used to defend the country. And, of course, the Constitution says that the militia is there to put down insurrections and invasions. It's a military perspective. But, of course, it also falls into being able to protect yourself. And we've seen in Ferguson, Missouri, that the store owners who still have stores in the areas where they were looting and burning stores were the ones who stood there with guns, many of them AR-15s, because they're far more effective than shotguns in many cases. Now, just before we came up to the break, we were talking about what's going on here and the corruption that we see in government. And, of course, the corruption of our police forces by militarizing them, the corruption that comes from not understanding, as retired Colonel Pete Martino said, not understanding the mission statement. Well, the mission statement is laid out pretty clearly in the Constitution as to what the government is supposed to do. So it starts from the top down. It starts from the federal government down. But we also see that it is now moving up from a local story here in Austin to a national story, as what began last April, I guess it was about a year and 4 months ago, there was a drunk driving arrest of the district attorney here who happened to be in charge of the state public integrity unit that got $7.5 million from the state government. And it was such an egregious arrest. It was videotaped both by the dash cam of the police and also because she was so abusive physically, verbally in the jail that they began videotaping it. That all eventually came out. It was a local story at first, but then she refused to stand down when Governor Perry tried to get her to resign. Of course, she didn't have enough integrity to resign. The Democrat Party didn't want her to resign because they wanted the power. They didn't care what kind of person was in charge. And this is what they've used that organization for in the past. This is from the Washington Post. And, of course, they make it sound as if Governor Perry defunded her entire department. Of course, she's district attorney for the county, but it was the public integrity unit that was not going to get $7.5 million of state money. They say that her predecessor indicted then Senator K. Billy Hutchinson, who was a Republican and he was a Democrat, for allegedly misusing state resources when she was state treasurer. They say, and this is the Washington Post reporting, the prosecution crumbled on the first day of the trial. The same guy, the predecessor of Rosemary Lindbergh, His name is Ronnie Earle. He also brought a case against then-House Whip Tom DeLay, again, another national story, for violations of Texas campaign finance laws. He got a conviction, but that conviction was overturned. Now we have Rosemary Limburg, who, even though she had this egregious incident as a drunken driver, as she was three times the legal limit, she was given 45 days in jail, only served half that time. Her license was suspended for 6 months. And as a person in charge of the Public Integrity Unit, Rick Perry wanted her to step down. But instead of doing that, she is fighting back. And they got an indictment against Rick Perry, charging him with coercion and abuse of office because he vetoed the funding for that organization. Now, there are things that they could come after Rick Perry for, probably, like the Gardasil connection. We've talked about that many times, how they were trying to make it mandatory in the schools for all the children to have Gardasil. And, of course, there were ethical connections to people who had been on Rick Perry's staff that now worked for the company that made Gardasil. An egregious civil liberties violation and one where you could make some connections. But, of course, that wasn't investigated by their office. No, that wasn't investigated. And, of course, you have these situations where the Clintons are collecting hundreds of millions of dollars in speeches, typically getting $250,000 for each speech. And, of course, there was an article in the Las Vegas Review that just came out, said high fashion and expense for Hillary travel. I guess you could file this under the Devil Wears Prada. They say she insists on staying in presidential suites of luxury hotels whenever she speaks, including when she's coming to Las Vegas. She usually requires those who pay her six-figure fees for speeches to also provide a private jet for transportation. Only a $39 million 16-passenger Gulfstream or larger will do. And then, of course, she makes demands about how she will stay at the event no longer than 90 minutes. She will pose for no more than 50 photos with no more than 100 people. She won't allow any press coverage or video or audio taping of her speech. The only record will be by a stenographer whose transcription will be given only to Mrs. Clinton. And the stenographer's $1,250 bill, of course, will go to the University of Las Vegas in this particular incident, where she's getting paid $250,000 to speak to them. This is an event where she's getting paid $250,000, and they have many corporations who are paying for $20,000 tables. Corporations like Bank of America, Barnes & Noble, Barrick Gold, Wells Fargo, that type of thing. When you see these kind of extravagant speakers' fees, when you see these extravagant prices being paid for people to get close to them, this is nothing but money laundering of political influence. It is a kind of corruption that ought to be truly investigated. Instead, they're charging Rick Perry with felony violations because he tried to get this drunken DA to stand down from being ahead of the Public Integrity Office. That's amazing. That's where we are. Instead of having any integrity, they come after the people who try to stop some of it. And again, like I said, Rick Perry is not somebody that I agree with on everything. On many issues, I have a lot of disagreements with Rick Perry, and I think there may be some ethical issues, but it certainly isn't this one. Let's go now to our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. They're covering what's happening there, and there were some incidents last night, of course. There was a curfew imposed, and we're going to be doing that in the very next segment as we come back. There was more tear gassing of protesters, as well as our reporters who were standing with the protesters. They were not in the sequestered area that the mainstream media was reporting on. And so there's a very different perspective from the mainstream media and what our reporters saw behind the lines with the protesters exercising their First Amendment rights. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
What causes my concern about our government? I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
If they keep in touch with you, you get your emails, you get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it's just case. came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and we're joined now by Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson reporting from Ferguson, Missouri, where last night there were more tear gassing of protesters. They imposed a curfew. As the curfew passed, they began shooting what the AP and KMOV reported there locally, saying that there was multiple smoke canisters and at least one tear gas canister into the crowd. At least one. Well, I don't think that's what our reporters experienced there. Is that what you experienced, Joe?
Negative, David. Joe Biggs here. We're right outside of Ferguson in St. Louis, Infowars.com. Last night, I have never been so angry to go through what I went through and then come out and have everyone back there, people across America, even in Australia, Ireland, texting me, writing me, saying, hey, CNN, Fox News, all these people are saying that tear gas wasn't shot. You know, none of this stuff happened. I'm telling you right now, those guys, like sheep, sat in their little holding pens and were afraid to go out and actually report on what was really going on. Jakari, Josh, and I got out there, went on the front lines, left that little media holding area, and reported and live streamed from that area. And there was not one tear gas canister thrown. There were multiple. I would say up to 20 to 30. And what also the mainstream media is saying right now, too, is that gunshots were fired, and that's what incited the police officers to come and assault the protesters. That's complete and total BS. That is not it.
Well, people can see your live.
That angers me. It boils my blood. Like, now, I have goosebumps. I can feel them coming up right now. I do not like this because I was sitting out there. They were shooting gas canisters at us, flashbangs going off. I heard gunshots from the police first. Then I heard gunshots from the protest side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a guy hit the ground, and they grabbed him and picked him up and moved him out of there.
Wow.
It was complete and total chaos. And it was the same guys who were here Wednesday night when everything hit the fan. And we were told that these guys would be pulled out. They would not be put back out here on the streets again. And the state troopers left last night, David. They were pulled out, and they brought in the same thugs, the same militarized police force that was here Wednesday night, and they let them come out here and run the whole thing.
Well, let's talk about what the media is covering about this first, because we've got a report up on InfoWars.com showing you guys there live, showing what happened as you guys were reporting it. You were live streaming what was going on. You were not, as you pointed out, back in the holding area. We've got some video showing what the holding area was. They had most of the media was back in a covered area, back behind the police. There you can see it if you're watching this broadcast right now. They're standing there, and they're reporting that at some point they say, well, we hear some explosions further out. They're not exactly what's going on because they're about a mile away. So they're relying on the police to tell them what's going on. And then we have this report showing how CNN initially reported that there was tear gas, and then they walked it back when the police came up to them and said, no, 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 it wasn't tear gas, it was smoke. And then we even have a Twitter feed from someone named Matt Ford who shows a Riot CS smoke projectile. He's got the actual picture of it, and he says CS smoke is tear gas. That's what they were shooting at people. Today what they're saying, I hear on CNN, they're actually saying that they fired smoke, then tear gas. So CNN is shifting their story around constantly, but what you guys experienced right away was tear gas. People can see Jakari smoking and coughing and gagging on the tear gas there as he's trying to report that as you guys were live streaming.
Well, I'm going to tell you why CNN changed their story, David, and that's a little part of my on my side. When the police were chasing us in their MRAPs down the road with sniper rifle dots on us, I had to run about 5 miles out of the town, come around, and then come back to my vehicle. And that last mile that I was heading in, dude sent me a picture, a screenshot of CNN saying that they're only shooting smoke. And I was so angry, I swear, that I had so much motivation that last mile. The only thing that was on my mind was to find that guy reporting live at CNN. And I tell you, I did this last night. I went in front of all those cameras, and I said, you're a coward. You guys are the Coward News Network. You won't even get out of this holding area, and you're lying to the American people saying that the tear gas wasn't fired. You need to go out and do your job. Go back to school and learn how to be a real journalist, because what you're doing is you're deceiving the American people. You're lying, and everything you do is crap. And everyone's looking at me like, oh, my God, you know what's going on? They actually shot tear gas. I'm like, do you see my eyes swelling up? You think I'm blind? Does smoke do that? This is CS gas. David, CS gas is banned by military use in other countries. We can't use it over there. The military. I can't go to Iraq or Afghanistan and shoot CS gas on combatants at all because it's dangerous.
Like Hollow
Point. Why can our police use it on citizens in Ferguson, Missouri?
Exactly. Like Hollow Point bullets that Homeland Security has bought 2 billion of. Those are banned for use by the military because they're anti-personnel. Well, Joe, what I want to talk about is the fact that they imposed this curfew. Like you said, it was the same guys. They were going to tell everybody that they're going to now play nice and they're going to all get along with each other. And instead, they start drawing these arbitrary lines, trying to make sure that people are going to cross over those lines. When Jakari interviewed the fellow that's now in charge, that was put in charge after they took the county sheriff's department out of control there, supposedly, when he asked him what they were going to do if people violated the curfew, he wouldn't say. But there was a lady there who said, you've got a 12 o'clock curfew here, but in the surrounding communities, they put in a 10 o'clock curfew. So basically, they were kettling everybody by curfews in there. And it bothers me that they would make the First Amendment right to protest, that they would constrict that to areas, as we saw in Nevada, but they're now constricting it, of course, to time, saying that you can't protest beyond a certain time. If people are peacefully protesting, I don't think there should be a time limit on it. I don't think they should be able to cordon off areas and say, this is your First Amendment area, this is your free speech zone. That's not free speech. And when the media voluntarily does that and retires themselves back to the lines behind the police, stays within their little confined areas, we're not going to see the truth. That's why InfoWars is there with our reporters.
Well, yeah. I went and asked one of the police officers. I said, hey, where can I actually be? And he said, oh, you can be in this little spot over here in the gas station, the liquor store where Mike Brown supposedly had robbed it before he got killed. I said, okay. I said, so once the 12 o'clock curfew is set in, am I allowed to go out? They're like, no, if you go out here, you're subject to arrest. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. I was like, our job is to report on both sides of what's going on. So you're telling me I can't be there. And then multiple media sources came around. They were watching, filming, saying, oh, what did he just say? He's like, are they telling you that we are limited as to what we can see? I'm like, yes. And then they were giving disinformation to CNN and Fox News and all these guys sitting over there saying, oh, we're just shooting smoke. You know, just go ahead and report on that. You know, never mind the guys out there that are screaming and throwing up in the streets in pure chaos like it's a war zone. It was crap. And over the course of the week, there were three different types of people there, David. There were the peaceful protesters who are mourning the loss of someone in the community. Then you had the human rights activists, the ones who said, hey, we're not going to stand up to a corrupt government. They can't tell us when we can go home. And then you had the crazy people from outside of town, the looters, the ones who were using a tragic incident as a way to unleash anger they've had pent up for years and destroy a community they cared nothing about. We walked up, we were filming a bus stop area where glass was shattered, where I'd watched a live feed the night before, where two guys were throwing a trash can against it until it busted and collapsed. And it was a guy there from Compton. And we said, hey, what do you think about what's going on? He's like, I don't care. Let Ferguson burn. He's like, let it burn down. He's like, it's not my town. I don't care. So there are people from the outside of the community who don't care. They're the ones who are causing all the chaos out there. The people who live there, for the most part, wanted a peaceful resolution. And you get those bad apples who come out there and start throwing bottles, start throwing Molotov cocktails, and they're inciting violence by the police, helping our government say, hey, guess what? You need curfews. You need a police state. Hell, Obama. Oh, yes. We need all that. We need all this. It's ridiculous.
Yes, they use that as a beard. You know, I saw on Fox News a pretty amazing segment. You had Mike Huckabee talking about militarization of the police. Finally. I'm glad that he's finally talking about it. But as he's talking about it, Fox News starts running B-roll behind him of looters, essentially undermining everything he's saying about not being confrontational, not militarizing the police, not coming out there in army uniforms to come at people. As he's saying that, they're showing visually just the opposite to try to move that dialogue along, that we need more police. We need the police to be militarized. We have a real threat we need to be protected from. Stay with us. We're going to be right back on. I know you've got to go. I'm going to keep you for just about another 5 minutes if you can stay, Joe.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across-the-board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high-quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back-to-school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN.
UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure.
GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and we have in Ferguson, Missouri, the InfoWars crew, and they have just a few minutes to spend with us. So I want to get right back to Jakari Jackson. We were just talking to Joe Biggs, who was reporting from there. I want to get Jakari's perspective last night because it was Jakari's video that I saw as well as Joe Biggs. They were both getting attacked by the police there as they were standing out where the demonstrators were, where the peaceful demonstrators were standing, and they were tear gassed, although the media reported that it was simply smoke because the media was standing probably about a mile away with the police and just relying on police reports. Jakari, what are your feelings about this today as you see the disparity between what you experienced and what you see the media saying?
Jakari Jackson reporting from the St. Louis area. You're exactly right, David. And I have to echo just what you said, talking about how the media is just pretty much regurgitating what they're being told by the police, whether it was how the police officers were helping the Huffington Post, excuse me, not the Huffington Post, Al Jazeera, when they were shooting rubber bullets and also smoke canisters at them. They said, oh, we're just helping them out, and they thanked us for that situation. And you guys saw the interview. That was not the case at all. And also last night, oh, that's not tear gas. Those are smoke grenades. Now, you know, maybe we're playing a semantic game here, David, just like we heard in the Christopher Dorner situation, flashbangs or burners. Maybe, you know, they call smoke grenades something else. But whatever they fired in that first wave did contain tear gas. It was not just a visual deterrent. You know, those first few canisters that hit the ground, I was close to one, and you guys saw that video, man. I was sniffing and snotting, and, you know, I couldn't even breathe. We had the gas mask on, but mine wasn't tight enough at the time to really help me get through that situation. It was burning my eyes. It's a very dangerous substance. Just like Joe Biggs said, you can't use this against a foreign combatant. So why would you use this against American citizens in the United States of America, most of whom were peaceful? You know, we were in that crowd that they said the gentleman had the gun. I did not personally witness that. Yes, there were hotheads out there making threats towards the police, F the police. You know, somebody said, you know, you shoot us, we'll shoot back. All that rhetoric was going on, but I did not personally see somebody with the gun, but I did see somebody fall down after hearing a gunshot, which more than likely did probably come from somebody in the protester area. But the police are saying that they fired the smoke canisters after that event. That is not the case. You know, people were standing in the streets slowly. Yes, they were slowly advancing towards to where the police were, where they had a line all the way across the streets. But the police shot the smoke canisters before the shots were fired from the crowd.
It looked like you guys were getting rubber bullets fired at you as well.
Yeah, they were shooting something. I didn't get hit by one. It looked like some things were skidding across the ground, more than likely rubber bullets. So, you know, they were definitely willing to show their heavy hand at squashing this protest of largely peaceful protesters. And I had a chance to talk to one of the officers off camera. Then he said, yeah, you know, you have 95...
Hang on, Jakari. John Bound just put up a clip here for people that are watching. There was a Huffington Post reporter, and he took a picture of some earplugs. You know how soft earplugs
yes,
are.
Yeah.
And he says, I need to get confirmation. I think I found some rubber bullets. I don't think those things would hurt anybody actually shoot those.
No, those weren't rubber bullets. I'm not going to get on the guy too bad. I just guess he's never been to a situation where he had encountered earplugs before. But no, those were not rubber bullets at all. We had some.
One of them hit Joe Biggs. If he's there, Joe if Biggs, he could show us how that bruise is expanding out.
They don't see your bruise. Come on here, Joe. And Joe, I guess you want to make a comment about the rubber bullets.
Man.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I saw the guy in the hotel this morning, and I said, those were the rubber bullets fired, huh? And he goes, yeah. I was like, yeah, those are earplugs. And I was like, you're a correspondent, you're a on the streets kind of journalist guy. I was like, yeah, you might need to learn the difference between earplugs and rubber bullets.
Well, it's Huffington Post. They don't really understand what an assault rifle is. They've never had a definition of an assault rifle, they can't tell the difference between earplugs and rubber bullets either.
A lot of these guys were in the free speech zone, and we were there for a little while until we realized that, you know, all the stuff was going on down the street. So we moved out of the free speech zone. A couple activists, local activists, went with us as well, because people are not only there mourning the death of Mike Brown. You also had just First Amendment activists who came out there to exercise their rights as well. And I understand that 100%. You know, it's, you know, as much as people want justice for Mike Brown, I can understand that. You know, also want people. You also have people out there who want to be able to just walk down the street. They don't want to have to sacrifice one or the other. We can have our free speech or our right to assemble. We want them both, and we want them at all times. And like I said, that was probably the smallest crowd we've seen out there at any time of the day since we've been here. You know, it was probably just a couple hundred people right before the curfew went into effect, and then you had maybe 200 or so when it actually hit the fan. But, you know, you wouldn't know that from watching the mainstream media, because they were comfortably in the free speech zone, zooming in with those super long lenses. You know, we were right there in the thick of it, getting smoked, getting hit by the smoke. They also chased me and Joe Biggs through a neighborhood, once again chased by the police. I've only ran from the police twice in my lifetime, David, and both times were on this trip while they were shooting at me and chasing me with MRAP trucks.
Well, you guys have been in the thick of it. Thank you for getting the story. You've done a great job. I know you've got to get going. It's been very dangerous there for everyone, not just you. Yeah. But, and it's a sad condition, sad commentary on our country when the police are attacking peaceful protesters who are exercising their First Amendment rights, and when they are attacking the press and trying to constrain the press. To me, that is a real story. We've got some conflicting eyewitness reports that are coming out about what happened in the initial shooting that started all of this, and that's going to work its way out in the courts, hopefully. Hopefully we'll have a quick resolution of that, but I think the real story is the way the police have reacted, the way they have shut down free speech, the way they have attacked the press, especially those Al Jazeera shots. And you had some great shots from behind. Everybody saw those iconic photos from the side. You had actually the audio from behind as they were being fired upon, another perspective that was a very useful perspective, a great interview that you had with the Al Jazeera reporter. Well, thank you, guys. I'll let you get going. Thanks for keeping us updated on that. Stay safe.
Thank you, David.
All right. Well, there's been a lot of news today in Ferguson. Of course, the governor of Missouri, Governor Nixon, has been making the Sunday news show rounds. He was on This Week, as well as Meet the Press. And he's telling the prosecutor that he needs to step up and do his job. And I think that's a real important thing for them to quickly expedite this trial, this hearing, to show the evidence. I think one of the things that concerns people so much is, of course, the past history. There's always, in a police department, if you have situations in the past where there's been some egregious behavior by the police that hasn't been thoroughly investigated, of course, that is the case here. We see in history of the Ferguson police force. But if they could only bring this up quickly, they confiscated eyewitnesses' accounts. They confiscated their video and audio recordings of what had happened. We want to see that evidence. Now, the district attorney is saying that he's going to bring this before the grand jury in just days, but a lot of people there are not happy about the district attorney himself. 20,000 people have signed a petition drive for the special for a special prosecutor as opposed to having the prosecutor that's there, Mr. McCullough. This is the Post-Dispatch in St. Louis. They said they reviewed the previously secret grand jury tapes in a previous case and found in this previous case that his public statements were untrue. This is a situation where a couple of detectives killed a suspect in a passenger car. They said that he was moving the car towards him. However, when they eventually got to the grand jury tapes, because grand jury tapes, when they indict people, are secret, what they found was that only three of the 13 detectives who testified said that the car had moved forward in the direction of the two officers who shot the man and his passenger. Two of those three who said it was moving forward were the ones who were doing the shooting. The third who said it was moving forward was a detective that McCullough later said considered charging with perjury because his account was so at odds with the facts. So you've got this St. Louis County prosecuting attorney, Bob McCullough, who has presided over this case that a lot of people were very concerned about. It looked like he was supporting the perjury of these two cops. They say that they even had a national forensic expert who came there and examined the car and found that the car was actually in reverse, so it couldn't be going towards them. And we also learned on Friday that even though they released these tapes showing that Michael Brown had been in an altercation in a supermarket and had possibly stolen a $50 box of cigars, the police chief then said on Friday, well, that wasn't why the officer had stopped him. It had nothing to do with it. And so the question remains, do we kill people for shoplifting $50 box of cigars? Do we kill people because they get into an altercation, a verbal altercation with the police in a road? When the cop told him to get out of the road and he didn't get into the road, then they get into a verbal altercation, then a fight. And then as he's running away, he gets shot. That appears to be the case. We have some different eyewitness accounts that are surfacing, and we're going to talk about those right after we come back. But it's fundamentally about the abridgment of free speech and the freedom of the press and the militarization of the police that we've been seeing in the process this week. Stay with us.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.